Closing your eyes, big breath in and out. And again, just letting everything else of the day softly go to the back of your mind and letting the front of your mind and your heart just be open and ready. Take another breath. And let that breath give you a little surrender, a little softness, a place and a space where you are being the divine one that you came here to be. And when you breathe in, you can say yes to that, I am divine. And each breath is an embrace of the I am that you are. So as you breathe and as you allow your being to embrace that I am, you begin to give yourself to a bigger picture, a bigger possibility of what the field of love and light and healing is for you. Because as the I am, all of that is yours. Take a breath. Saying yes inside, yes. And as you stay in that place of yes, I am, breathing gently and softly, being ready to receive the love and the messages from Adiranda and Kryon.
So it is good day to you again. We are so happy still to be here in Grand Rapids, at least through virtual reality. You see, that is the miracle of all the aspects of where we are, is you can be there in your home, in your bed, in your place where you live, and we are here in the studio. We are there, and it is a mystical thing that it can be happening just exactly as it is, because that is one of the advantages of this pandemic, as we say. That is one of the advantages of these times, is being brought together. And as we talked earlier, you have a mission, you have been tapped on the shoulder, you have that experience of being here right now in this very space, in this very place. So, do you know how to get through this time that you are living? Because as you know, dearest, everything is changing, everything is shifting, everything is moving around, everything is turning into another direction, turning into your direction, turning in ways that humanity never expected. And we know that there's a part of you that wonders exactly what is indeed going on. And in that part of you that is wondering, we have some assistance for you. Step one, take a deep breath. Step two, repeat step one. Step three, repeat step one again. And then step four, ask, what is it that I can personally do to help? What is it that I can do to be of service in these changing times? Well, we know a few people who have asked that question And we would like to share some of their stories with you, to just give you some ideas as to how you can be of service, since you were indeed tapped on the shoulder or the head or wherever we have tapped you. One of our Vessel Marilyn's dear, dear friends decided that she wanted to make the world a more beautiful place. And so she went into the parks board, where their parks were not quite so well kept as they could have been because of funding. And she asked if she could, at her own expense, plant flowers, wild flowers, so they would just replenish themselves every year and grow and make that little area beautiful. And you know, the parks department at first said no, because they couldn't caretake all of that. And then that did not deter her. She came back and said, well, if I plant these kinds of flowers, they will grow like with the grass, and then you can mow them and they can all come back again, and everything will be a bit more beautiful for that time. And she did. And then she asked if she could plant them more places, in like little meridian strips where they mow the meridian in between the roads. And you know what a meridian is, right? In the middle, huh? And we don't know if that is the correct word or not. The little piece of concrete with a little dirty grass in there that looks really awful. She planted flowers in those meridian strips. Median. And what is it?
Median.
Median. That is, thank you, the joy is there to correct our terminology. Median strips. So that is what she did. Another friend of ours, it was a long time ago in Texas, but she asked how she could be of service. And she made little cards that said random acts of kindness. Guerrilla kindness is what she called it on the other side of the card. And when she would go through each of the toll roads, she would pay the person's toll behind her and leave that little card. We don't know if she was the first one that started the Random Acts of Kindness movement. However, if she was, that is how the energy works. When you just do one little thing, to be of service. So you have been tapped. You have the acknowledgement that you have been tapped because you are here. So now, what little or big acts of kindness, what little or big acts of service can you do? We've told you some other time before that another friend decided that she was going to go to the hospitals and deliver balloons to the children's section. Well, that is not possible right now. However, it may be possible to call people and just tell them hello and hope that they have a nice day. It may be possible to think of all of the individuals in your life who have inspired you to be who you are, and just sit down in your spare time, and we know you have some, and write them a little thank you note. If you can mail it to them, mail it. If you can't, then just send it out into the universe and know that they will receive that gratitude. But you see, when you tell someone else, thank you for helping me through this time of trouble, or thank you for being who you are, or thank you, Lee, for helping this and that part of the universe, or whatever, that bit of kindness reverberates. It reverberates out. And that is a small thing that you can do that becomes much larger. What would the world be like if everyone were sending thank you notes for their assistance? real notes, not emails, with a stamp. It supports the post office, which is important. You see, absolutely everything that you do can be of service to yourself and someone else. Absolutely every little thing can expand into something larger. Someone had an idea to put a big garden in a place that was just a field. That was the first person that developed the community garden. And then people that don't have gardening places can come and grow things for their family to eat or that they can share. That was just one person's idea. What is your idea? We hear someone saying, I've got thousands of ideas. Well, write them down and send them out, and maybe someone else will do some of them. We hear someone else saying, I don't have any ideas. Well, look around. Maybe you can start a recycling area in your neighborhood. There was a woman who was 96 years old that gathered up the little Penny Power or some little advertising newspaper and actually delivered them to each of her neighbors so she could say hello and just tell them to have a nice day. In her neighborhood, which was just two blocks long, one block long, but what that did was that opened their hearts for the moment. You see, even that simple act of walking around to your neighbor and saying hello can effectively shift the consciousness of this planet because it reverberates out. Ah, dearest beings of light, you are the next evolutionary step. You know this. Your innate is expanding. Your abilities are growing. You are seeing multidimensionally. That is why the selenite swords turn invisible while you are working with them, maybe. We do not know. But you see, that energy is moving forward and reverberating within you to clear out anything that is not necessary, to cleanse anything in your ability to cleanse that no longer serves your highest good or your highest joy, and then activates that joy within you. When that joy is activated, what happens when you allow your own innate, your own intuition, to help you find that one thing that can make a difference, that one aspect that can show you who you are and what this place in your world presents. Oh, dearest beings of light, you have the power to shift the consciousness of this planet, and all of the people on this planet right now are sort of breathing heavily, looking to what's next, looking to what's happened. Do they wear a mask? Do they not wear a mask? Do they wear their shirt over their body or do they not? Do they cover their head in a sack or do they not? Do they stay in their house or do they not? So let us all help all people feel safe and wonderful. Step one, breathe. Step two, repeat step one. Step three, repeat step one again. And then ask step four. What is it that you that you can do. You know, you are unique unto yourself. There's no one else like you on this planet. There is actually no one else like you in this galaxy or all of the galaxies. That is how unique you are. Do you know that? Now you know. So what is it that you bring to the table that you can proactively do? Maybe it is gather a little meditation group and teach meditation. Maybe it is just gather a little group and talk. Anything is possible. Breathe into it and ask. You see, we ask you to be proactive with your life. These are not the times to sit back and allow life to pass. These are the times to say, what is it that I choose to create in this world? How can I possibly be the love that I am? How can I be of service in my little world? In the way I can help. Those are the questions we ask you to ask yourself. We know Dr. Amber and the dear Michelle and the Joy and Mahulili and the other presenters have all asked that question. And of course, Lee Carroll have all asked that question. How can I be of service? And they are living their service now. How are you living your service? Step 5, breathe. Oh, dearest beings of light. We love you so much. We see your little wheels turning in your head. We feel them as we feel you. Your open-heartedness, touching each other's heart around the globe. We love you deeply. We see you. We know you. We bid you namaste. Namaste.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. This is channel 2 of 4, the subject, the love machine. Sounds exotic, does it not? It means something else. We've told you that almost everything that you hear that is channeled, that is written, that is even scriptural, often contains with it other information. Sometimes it's metaphoric. Sometimes it's energetic, given in that which we call the third language. So you will feel things that are beyond that which is spoken. In review, we told you about the formation of the planet. We told you what the love machine means. It means something else. Love is the creator. The machine is the process of the creation of the human being. A machine was selected because you understand that. A three-dimensional object that has a purpose. A machine does not exist to be a machine. It makes something. It does something. There's moving parts moving together with intention to create something. This is the subject. I want you to know a couple of things. Number one, the information I'm giving today and tomorrow is the teaching that you will hear from my partner and his partner and the team. I have given similar messages before, and they teach it. However, I am aware, so aware, of who listens not just today, but in the future. And those who would listen, who would have never listened to my partner or his partner or the team, so that everything I might say is completely and totally new to them. So to some of you, it may sound like a review. To some of you, it's simply added information, but to many of you, it is new. For many, it is eye-rolling, and that is to say that nothing I'm going to tell you is in any of your systems. But so much of what I'm going to tell you, both today and tomorrow, is known. It is known intuitively. It is known at the cellular level. It's baked into your DNA. The indigenous of the planet will be the ones who will reveal some of these truths, because they are the ones who were here when so much of these things took place before the organizations of spiritual thought had to make it into doctrines. And so you turn to your indigenous for basic truth and core knowledge. And I will say that many times. In the first channel, we left off after talking about that which is the creation of the planet, the fact that life started late, and why. It had to. For in order for the machine to work, to create a human being at this time, at this place, to have the seeding that is coming be appropriately timed, you had to wait. And some will say, well, what were you waiting for? And why was this to be? The machine of the creation of the humanity that is here is part of a plan. And the plan was that before you, in this galaxy of yours, was a great deal of life. We've discussed that in the first channel. Go back for an explanation of how that might have happened, or why that would have happened, or how natural it is that it did. It brings us to a place where life began on this planet, and that which you call your evolution started. And this is where it starts to get odd or strange to you. And for the first time, we can tell you this, as my partner has reported many times, there starts to be inquiries in science about what I'm going to tell you next. There starts to be those who would simulate about that which has been given to you as firm knowledge of your evolution. And it wasn't anything like what you're taught. The word has been given, even in the teaching today, called intervention. Dear Kryon, dear spirit, is it true or not true that there was intervention on this planet to give the human beings what they needed to have? And the answer is yes, yes, and yes. Well, dear Kryon, that doesn't make sense because you said we've had free choice. Dear ones, you do have free choice. But apart from the choices that you have, almost everything else was planned. You're told that in all of those years, the single cells became multiple cells, became more and more. You had the beginning of all of those phylums that you find and look at. In all of the history of the life on the planet, it grows and it becomes something else and changes. Sometimes it's wiped out and starts again, but it continues and continues and continues. And then there's the human. And you're told about the many kinds of humans. There are more kinds of humans, by the way, than you know. Over 26 kinds of humans developed altogether. By the way, just like all the other animals. Variety. You are no different. The human being was no different. Nature works as nature works, except in one way and one kind of human. The kind that you see in front of you now is the only kind. Does that make sense to any of you? Does it appear that intervention might have occurred when all of the other animals have multiple varieties, whether it is the mammals, it is the ones below them, whether it's the birds? Well, there's even the plants. Life creates variety, but there's only one kind of human. That all changed about 100,000 years ago, and there's evidence of it. Why would that be, do you think? There was intervention. The main intervention I want to talk about to you right now is what my partner teaches it. He'll teach it tomorrow. If you've only then tuned into this message, this will be something you haven't heard before. Fact, it is impossible for the human being to have developed in the small amount of time you had in the evolution scale of Earth. Impossible. The mathematicians are looking at this now. The scientists are looking at it because you have the computers to simulate what it would take, how long it would take. And they are finding something that you may not have heard before, and it's not in your textbooks, not yet. Impossible. There was accelerated evolution for the human being, greatly, grandly accelerated, so that you could awaken at the right time and have the next step happen at the right time and be ready for the seeding that comes. And I'll get there. So that's the first thing I want to tell you, that this machine accelerated you way beyond that which you consider natural selection or randomness of mutation, which is how almost all of the others occurred, but not the human. You will see, not too long from now, others start to report this. Impossible, they will say. And they're right. There had to be something else going on. Intervention. Where does the intervention come from? It's the love machine. The creator of all things, including all the physics and the chemistry that exists in the universe, created you. You don't have a soul yet in this scenario, but you will. It's coming. So let's back up a moment. While this is all going on, what is happening in the rest of the galaxy? And the answer is this: life. Life like yours. Life that was destined to have souls like yours. The souls come from the same place yours does, from the Creator. The grand love that has gone into that love machine that creates humanity went into theirs as well. We've given you the information in the last channel of the odds and all of the things that my partner teaches. This galaxy teems with life, and much of it is far, far older than yours because of the delay of life on this planet I talked about in the last channel. Therefore, you are the new kids on the block, if you want to say that. Therefore, you are the newest kind of life which has the soul elements of a human being. Those soul elements of a human being are the same elements of so much of life on other planets. So I want you to use that which is your logic for a moment. If indeed this is so, that means that other planets had free choice, and some of them make the same choice you just did when you passed the marker of 2012. How long ago was that? Hundreds of thousands of years, perhaps even up to a million or more. They made those choices, and their development went and went, and they had a higher consciousness, and it raised and raised. And what do I tell you about high consciousness? I tell you that a developing consciousness is when you start to then use the full capacity of that soul reflected in the DNA, the chemistry of your body. You start to live longer, think differently, and pretty soon with the inventions you have, consciousness is start to be allied with physics. And this is also one of the studies on your planet right this minute. Can consciousness be measured? Yes. If it can be measured, what is it measured as? It's measured as energy. And what is energy? It's part of the system of physics on the planet. Therefore, consciousness and physics are allied. And they are. You are just barely at the point of discovery of this. What about a society that has a graduation, an ascension, that knows it? What about a society that allies so much with the physics of that which is your galaxy, with the universe, that they don't need any of that which you think you need to travel in that which you call space? Through the physics of entanglement and more, They came to this planet on schedule. And they came here for a reason. You had several planets come here, dear ones, but the main one from the seven sisters, appropriately named for the women shaman, the mothers, that came to this planet approximately 200,000 years ago. And they saw in front of them a human that looks just like you with 24 chromosomes. And through a period of thousands of years, you got 23. What happened? Your science will tell you. Your test kit's called 23andMe. Why is that? Why is it? When everything in the universe and physics and chemistry is based for, you have 23 chromosomes. And the answer I've given you many times, you have 24. Only 23 are human. What I'm going to tell you next, you will roll your eyes. You are all from somewhere else. You did not derive from the biology on this planet. It only came so far before the star mothers came and changed that DNA, which was yours. And then it began. This is the Adam and Eve story, dear ones. This is what you read in your scripture, dear ones. Angels came down and give you that, which is the free choice of light and dark and the tree of knowledge and all of those things which were metaphors. But what it truly means is that those from somewhere else who were blessed beyond that which even angels would have, which were masters all, which had that which was DNA working at such a high level that you couldn't tell the difference between them and an angel, came to this planet, not only giving you their DNA, dear ones, but also the teaching from the stars, the teaching from the Creator. And it began. The story of Lemuria echoed all over the earth. There were many places where they taught. This is the story of the beginning, where you were given not only the tree of knowledge of light and dark, but were taught the difference. Taught the difference. And then released for free choice. Free choice, completely. I have told you this before, and you have to understand this. Humanity was so new. That's when you got your soul. You had no soul as the Creator creates souls until that place and time, and you got it from those who brought it from an ascended planet. They would appear like angels to you. Do you question that? Do you question that this planet might have an ascended consciousness, alive with the soul, the higher self, to a degree where someday you won't recognize what a human is? That is the potential, and was for their planet as well, but they had a big head start on you. They came and changed your DNA. Ask science, what happened? How'd you go from 24 to 23? What's below you that has 23? Nothing. Oh, there's so much more to this story. So much more. You were taught, the few of you, and the main thing you were taught is that which differentiates the sacredness from the non-sacred. Free choice was given you totally to make the decision, even after you were taught. Let me ask you this. When you teach your children the truth, do they do it? Or do they experiment a little? When you teach your children what works and what does not work, why then would they go and do what doesn't work? And the answer is they're not mature. And neither was humanity. There is always a time in the development of humanism or any of the other planets where they get souls and they make mistakes. After Lemuria sunk and was done, and the dispersion began of civilization, the real work began about 15,000 years ago. Dear ones, that is a drop in the bucket. You are so new. And like children, making all the mistakes, going for low consciousness decisions, doing it over and over, no maturity. And in that scenario, there was a time set. Many places where you could have made the decisions, and many civilizations I'm going to tell you about in the next channel. And, or you get to a place until finally there is a marker. If you don't make it by then, you probably won't. And you might say, well, where did that come from? That came from civilization after civilization on other planets. How long does it take? And this, dear ones, is where there was no acceleration. This is you. This is humanity, with free choice, deciding, are you going to make it or not? Are you going to go to low consciousness, or is there going to be hope that you will develop into something better or new? I'm going to give you some information. You're not going to understand it. You've passed 2012, and everything changed. That was the marker. And they sang about it. Other planets sang about it. You're on your way, and you don't even know it. You're in the middle of something called COVID. I'll tell you, that's on purpose. So you'd stop in your tracks for a little while and look at one another and realize you're all in that same place. This will pass, dear ones, but you needed about a year to take off time to understand who you are, where you're going, what's next. And in that process, the consciousness starts to change what you want. You start talking to each other in ways you never did before. You're on your way. This has happened before on other planets. When those from the stars got there, they also did many other things. Dear ones, they are in charge of the physics in your planet. You might say, well, why is that? Because they know how. Because they have an allowance to do so, and the grids changed. And the nodes and the nulls were implanted so that in case you made it, they would start releasing, and that's intervention. You are going to have things pushed at you in order for you to change, and one of them was called COVID. That's where you are today. Don't you think it's interesting? You live all your lives, and you never had anything like this, did you? Not really. This is not the plague, dear ones. It's not even close. This is something else. The love machine is truly a love machine. It really is. In love with you so much that every single one of you is known. Many of the seniors are leaving this planet. And you'll say, well, where's the fairness in that? You may not see it as fair, dear ones. I'll tell you it's the machine. Because they're coming right back as old souls. Did you think about that? You need their wisdom. And you need it as part of young people. Have you ever thought about that? It's a bigger picture perhaps you don't want to think about. You're involved in that. All of you. Because this planet is headed somewhere with free choice, as fast as you allow it to go, with free choice. But it's changing, as we said it would. I arrived in 1989, 31 years ago, and my first message is get ready for change, because here it comes. Now you sit within it, and my work starts to change, and here comes that energy that you've always expected from Kryon. Something different is going to happen. I intend to create the temple for you to walk into on a regular basis and be peaceful and heal if you wish to feel it or not as you wish to, all part of that which is occurring next. The next channel will be something you don't expect. How many civilizations do you think have been on this planet? You're told one, yours. Stay tuned. This is the information I give you today. This is the information which is part of the love machine. There was intervention, dear ones, for you to be where you are today with the soul you have today, knowing what you know today. Don't think for a minute you're alone. Don't think for a minute that you've been abandoned by spirit. That's just the way you're taught or told. Don't think for a minute that this God who created you would throw you away. That's a children's story. Never going to throw you away. That's what we want you to know. Every channel, we want you to know that. Loved beyond measure, part of a system that is love. I'll be back. And so it is.